Χριστός Ανέστη.
Χριστός Ανέστη.
Χριστός Ανέστη. Very good. We'll sing it. We will sing it. Just small one. Just small. Listen and sing with me, and then we go to the story. E Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti, E Christos Anesti,
Alithos Anesti,
E Christos. أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت، أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت، أم المسيح إلهنا
وانتصر على الموت.
Again.
أخريستوس أنستي. أخريستوس أنستي.
Very good. أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت، أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت. When was our Lord Jesus Christ crucified? When? Which day? Which day in the week? Friday. Very good. Jesus Christ was crucified on
Friday.
He was crucified on
Friday.
Very good. On Saturday, the Jews were not supposed to do anything. But on Sunday, very early in the morning, Mary Magdalene, another two with her, went to the tomb with the spices. Went to the tomb with?
Spices.
To put on the body of?
Jesus.
Who was supposed to be?
In
the?
Tomb.
In the tomb. What happened? They went. Instead to find anyone to roll the big, big stone from the tomb, they found it rolled already. They were very happy, but they were very afraid. Afraid. Very happy for what? And very afraid for what? Why they were very happy? Why they were very happy? Because someone rolled the stone of the tomb, the cover of the tomb without any effort. But they were afraid. They were very afraid. Why? Why they were very afraid? Yeah, because they were afraid that someone may stole the body of Jesus Christ. Right? Instead of that, all of a sudden, when they went, they found an angel. And the angel was sitting at the opening of the tomb. And all of a sudden, when they went to him, he said to them, E Christos Anesti. Again, E
Christos
Anesti. أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت، أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت. They were very glad. They were not afraid anymore because the angel told them that Jesus Christ has risen. And then they were thinking, what to do, what to do, what to do. Then Mary Magdalene said, no, I have to see him. I have to see him. She was standing, waiting. And then She said, let me go to Peter and John and to announce to them this very good news. And she went to
Peter and John
and the other disciples. And she knocked the door, knocked the door, knocked the door. They opened the door. She said to them, Echris. Again. أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت أم المسيح إلهنا
وانتصر على الموت.
The disciples said to her, what is that? Are you mad?
You have fever. Maybe you have fever and you have hallucination or imagination. She said, No. Christ is risen. They said, come and see.
Then Peter and John hurried, and they hurried to the tomb, and this time they found the tomb open. Two angels, one at the bottom and one at the top. As soon as they approached the tomb, what happened? The angel said to them, أم المسيح إلهنا
وانتصر على الموت أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت.
Very good. Then Peter and John, Peter entered and he found that the body is not there, but he found all the shroud on it and the handkerchief was watch which was on the face of our Lord Jesus Christ, folded and put very carefully, and he said, yes, I now believe that أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر. He went to the disciples and said to them, okay, Jesus is risen. But Mary Magdalene is still around the tomb. She loves Jesus Christ very much. And she said, I never leave this place until I see him, or I know where he was, or if anyone other took him. When Peter and John left, she approached again the angel, and the angel said to her, Ma'oltelek, I have said to you, why don't you believe? What did I tell you? She kept silent. And then the angel said to her, I said to you that Echrit. أم المسيح إلهنا وانتصر على الموت أم المسيح
إلهنا وانتصر على الموت.
While she was speaking to him, all of a sudden she turned back and she saw a man, and she thought that the man was a gardener, and she said to him, please, if you took him, tell me, where did you put him? And I go to take him. Please tell me. And then Jesus Christ looked at her and said, Mary. He was not the gardener, but he was
Jesus Christ,
risen
from the dead.
He said, Mary. As soon as he said, Mary, she recognized his voice. Oh, this is Jesus. How didn't I believe that he was Jesus? How didn't I recognize him?
Oh, my Lord, she worshipped and said to him, oh, my Lord, oh, my teacher, I want to touch you. He said, no, don't touch me now. It's not the time to touch me now. No. Go now to my brothers and said to them, I'm going to them. Mary hurried again to the disciples. And when she hurried to the disciples, she found the door open this time, and she hurried inside saying,
Echris.
Before they replied, she hurried to Nero. Nero was the king, the emperor, and she knew him. And then she said to him, why don't you believe the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? He said, Mary, you are mad. You want to tell me that a dead body can go out alive from the tomb? Prove to me. And then she was thinking and said, okay, give me a chance. She left him and she went to the supermarket and she bought an egg. And then she went again to Nero and said to him, can you open this egg? Do you see it? Do you see any door in the egg? He said, no. She said, how can you explain to me that the chick can go, come alive from the egg? Open the egg and come alive. He kept silent. He didn't find any answer, because this is the way that our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected from the tomb. The tomb was closed, and our Lord Jesus Christ came out of the tomb like when the chick comes out of the... That's why we take egg on Monday, Easter Monday. We eat egg and we color it in different colors, red and blue and green, because it gives us an idea, it proves to us that as the chick comes out of the egg alive, exactly Jesus Christ came out of the tomb alive. Which happened first? The angel rolled the tomb, and then Jesus arose, resurrected from the dead? Or Jesus resurrected silently, and then the angel came and rolled. Which one? One or two? One or two? Which one was first? Which one was first? Two? The Lord resurrected first? Huh? Who says that the Lord resurrected first and then the angel came? Who says so? Who says so? Who says that the Lord resurrected from the tomb while it was closed, and then the angel came and rolled the tomb? Huh? Who says that? All of you will have gifts. Yes, this is the right answer. The angel rolled the stone from the tomb to announce the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he resurrected first. Because he didn't need the help of an angel. He had the power of him, the resurrection in himself. And then, Mary left Nero, believed or not believed, not essential for her, but she hurried the disciples and they celebrated all together. Like while that exactly now, when we say together to conclude our story, saying together,
Alithos anesti,
Echristos anesti. تي الي توسانستي ام المسيح الهنا وانتصر على الموت ام المسيح كل سنة وانتم طيبين عيد سعيد عيد ياما سعيد let us pray and then give the gifts take the gifts of the Easter امين الليلويا دوكسا باتريك ايوكي اغي يبني Euro ente o afton fevon knet ma ut kempi ego em ma shom smo pi e Christos venoti we thank you our lord from all our hearts Because as you resurrected from the dead, give us also the power of your life after death, and you give us the power of your resurrection. Now, our Lord, we have your Holy Spirit in our hearts, which gives us the life instead of death. And now we have your holy body and precious blood on the altar, And we partake of it every liturgy to renew the power of resurrection in our hearts and lives. Bless all who are attending now and standing before your throne. And let us be rejoicing your resurrection not only today, but in every day of our life. Through the intercession of our Lord, our Saint Mary, the Immaculate Mother, and the power of resurrection and the blessing of the liturgy of today make us worthy to pray to you thankfully our Father who art in heaven